an exciting time of year as our young people get ready to don those graduation gowns and mortar hats and move into the real world. And a lot of concerns that people have in my generation is, are we preparing these young people for the real world? Now, Annalia Karen is in charge of the College and Career Readiness Coordinator for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. And Annalia, one thing that I've been able to see up close is that we do a great job, probably better than anybody in the state, in having opportunities for kids to, by the time they walk the aisles to graduate, are ready to go to work.
Absolutely. I think that as a district, we really are preparing kids for whatever path they want to take after high school, whether that is going and getting a traditional four-year degree or going straight to the work and to the opportunities that exist here locally.
Now, what specifically are some of the kids equipped with as they graduate? Some of them I know have college credits because of the middle college program, and there are others that have had some vocational training during high school so that they are very ready to get a good paying job.
Absolutely. We're really proud of our career and technical education programs that exist here in the Kenai. We have classes like welding and robotics where kids are getting hands-on training so that they're ready to jump into industry. Our construction classes and our welding classes offer kids the opportunity to get certified in things like OSHA. So they're doing an OSHA 10 construction certification or getting AWS welding certifications so that they can jump right into industry ready to go.
Are we meeting the needs, or do we need to do more?
I think that there's always an opportunity to do more, partnering with local industries to get kids into job career opportunities. Things like our job shadow program are fabulous that get kids the opportunity to experience the job site, see what careers they're interested in. But we can also partner with more industries to do things like apprenticeships and have kids earning a wage while they're still in high school.
Now, you're a young mom. What inspired you to take the pathway that you are now on?
Sure. So I went into education because my mom was a teacher. So I had that firsthand opportunity and experience to see what that career looked like. And I think that moving into more the CTE world, there's so many opportunities on the peninsula, whether it's our local fishing industry or working in petroleum or even construction. You can see those types of businesses every day when you're driving down the highway. And so kids get inspired and excited about the things that they know about. So if they're not experiencing that and they're not seeing it, it might not be something they've ever thought of.
And the value of a job where you are helping other people seek their pathway and not just your own remuneration for your job in a 40-hour week?
I absolutely love what I do. Getting to work with high school students, for the most part, getting them excited about what they're going to do next, finding what that passion is, really fills my bucket and makes it exciting to come to work every day.
So for a young person to think maybe outside of the box and that there is more than just the salary and your benefits and your 401k?
Absolutely. I think that for our kids nowadays, this generation really is looking for something that's fulfilling. They want something that they're excited to do and that they think makes a difference. And I think if we can ignite that passion and hook them in, then they can figure out what that job looks like and find a job that not only fills the bucket and makes them excited, but also benefits society and helps our local economy.
Your enthusiasm is contagious, and I'm sure the young people inherit that when they work with you. So thank you for what you're doing in our district, where the opportunities are being met for the future of our young people. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that graduating sound of KSRM.